the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Condiments. Can't get enough of them. Alex, I know that you're a very picky eater, and if you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, you may not know this, but am I safe to say, or am I missing anything, you like to eat pretty much only steak, chicken nuggets, oysters, and candy?
Meat and seafood, yeah. And it's chicken nuggets is my very favorite.
But you won't eat stuff like pizza, you won't eat Mexican food, you don't like cheese.
No cheese, and I don't like, you know, sauces or vegetables, so I don't like peppers and stuff like that.
Okay, do you like any kind of a condiment? Like something you put on, like, you know, I guess maybe your steak, for example, or your chicken nuggets?
Well, I do like, you know, with a cheap steak, I like A1 sauce a lot. That's the only thing I'll put on a steak. I mean, otherwise, at a nice steak place, you don't need sauce. But otherwise, I do like ketchup only for chicken nuggets and fries.
I'm not knocking ketchup. That is a classic. Ketchup does go well with chicken nuggets and fries. But I saw this little silly list of every state's most popular condiment. And I was like, what? Okay. For example, Texas. Houston, Texas. We're on the air, 92.1 radio now. It's Frank's Red Hot.
Really?
The condiment that's, I guess, most popular. And let me explain.
I put that on everything.
Thanks, Grandma. Here's actually how what it says so I can explain it better. It says the product rating website Influencer, that's a weird way to spell it, went through about 50,000 reviews to see which condiments Americans are currently obsessed with, and they came up with the top condiment in all of our states. It doesn't mean it's the most used in each state. It just says it's kind of maybe the most popular at the time or, the I guess, whatever's trending the most. So, and they used a pretty loose definition of what a condiment is. For example, Alex, they say peanut butter could be on there and Alfredo sauce. That would count just like ketchup. Which,
okay,
so it's a wide thing. But like I said, in Houston, Texas, or Texas, you got Frank Red Hot. I put that stuff on everything.
I'm going to just say a random state that I'm interested in, then will you tell me what theirs is?
Yes. Go ahead, and I will try to tell you.
What is West Virginia?
Oh, God. West Virginia?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I just feel like it'll be weird, because you think about the hillbillies, the mountain men.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what I like to put on my stuff. Hidden Valley Ranch.
That makes sense.
I put that on everything.
Okay, so what about Indiana? Because obviously we're also in Indiana on the air.
Yeah, it blew my mind. I'm trying to look it up. It is some kind of like, it's actually like an Alfredo sauce.
Gross,
I'm like,
dude.
No, what? But I've never heard of that.
That sounds great.
But I don't know anybody. It's like, hey, man, you got some of that Alfredo sauce?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's so weird.
When I go to Olive Garden, I dip my breadsticks in that stuff.
So what about the bougie people in California?
Oh, California, they like sriracha. That took the top spot in California, Nebraska, and Washington.
How about the crunchy hippies in Oregon?
Oh, those people? Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil.
I told you.
So it kind of makes a little bit of sense. But I just want to talk in general, and I'll put the list up so you can see it at joeandalexshow.com. But I just want to talk about it. I think, Alex, we need to expand your condiment repertoire and get out of ketchup and A1.
I'm telling you, like, it's not, it's, I genuinely have physical reactions to it. Like, I know what I won't like, and I start, like, throwing up.
But the thing is, you say you know, but it's like, and I'm not saying you don't know what you know.
If you know, you know.
But how do you know what you know if you've never had it?
Because you just know. I have never had a salad, and I know that I would hate it. Because who eats grass clippings? Rabbits. It's rabbit food.
A good salad with a nice dressing is delicious.
Yeah, I don't think so. You might as well just go outside, put a bunch of leaves in a bowl, and put some salad dressing on that, and then eat that. There
I think
is
you're
no difference.
Off.
There is no difference.
You're like 7 years old.
No, you know don't insult the 7 year old.
I have a very well established palate.
I think you have a broken palate, if we had to say that. Now, here's my thing, barbecue sauce.
It's okay. I don't dip things in it.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, I forgot about Chick-fil-A sauce. I do
Will
like that.
Will you have that?
Yes, I forgot. If okay, I go so to any other fast food restaurant for chicken nuggets, I just get ketchup. But the only place I will get something else is Chick-fil-A.
So wow. That isn't,
and it took me years to try it.
But you love it though, right?
But now I do really like it. At first I didn't, and then I did start to
I
like it.
I feel like
it.
You're going
to
be like an old lady on your deathbed, and somehow they're going to give you something like, here, eat this. You're like,
I've never had this my whole life, and it's so wonderful.
And that's what's going to kill her.
No, I'm going to say just pull the plug. I'd rather you pull the plug than give me this ranch dressing.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, we're going to get into Joe's need-to-know news, everything that, well, at least I think you need to know, coming up in about 3 minutes. Hang on.